In recent years, the Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency, DARPA, has pursued research into brain decoding and the development of electronic, micro, and nanocircuits that will directly interact with the brain, stated Dr. Begich. New microchip technology could be used for direct interaction between the brains of people and computers. Several methods have been found to allow persons to hear sounds and speech without the use of the ears or normal auditory pathways, such as the neurophone. The device uses a vibrational technology developed by Patrick Flanagan in 1958, which allows the transmission of sound vibrations through the skin, much like the vibration of a speaker. Bypassing the ear, a completely different part of the brain processes the sound, creating new neural pathways. Such technology is used to increase concentration while studying or learning languages, and it helps with meditation, relaxation, and healing. Unfortunately, it was also found that amplified brainwave frequencies can be imposed on others. One U.S. patent even described how very low or very high audio frequencies can be used to transmit subliminal messages to the human brain. For example, U.S. patent number 3,170,993, accepted in 1965, is called the means for aiding hearing by electrical stimulation of the facial nerve system. According to Dr. Begich, all Americans are already under constant bombardment from microwave frequencies, 1,000 times higher than the level considered safe in the former Soviet Union, a leader in mind-affecting energy technology. The reason that the Soviets set their safety standards as low as they did was because they detected biological effects at levels ignored by the West, he explained. But while microwaves may be affecting large segments of the population in the United States, this issue pales when one considers the possibility of a program to consciously target whole populations. Such a program exists in the High Frequency Active Auroral Research Program, HARP. A vast array of powerful transmitting dishes located near Gakona, Alaska. Officially, HARP is designed to study the uppermost portion of the Earth's atmosphere, the ionosphere. However, critics of the program, including Dr. Begich and other scientists, claim this powerful array can be used as a weapon to deliver energy blasts equal to an atomic bomb, destroy communications across the planet, and even influence human behavior. Critics argue that HARP has the capability of stimulating the ionosphere to return a pulsed electromagnetic signal, which, at the proper frequency, can override normal brain functions.